Is that everything? I mean, it seemed like he said quite a bit more than that.
あなたの言ってることはウイスキーのことだけじゃないんだから。わかる？古い友達に会うように、優しく、ジェントリーにね、そして心から湧き上がってくる、テンション、これ忘れちゃダメだよ。
Like an old friend and into the camera.
Okay.
わかった？あなたはウイスキーを愛してます。It's Suntory time. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?はい、本番！
本番！
よい！スタート！
For relaxing times, make it Suntory time.
カット！カット！カット！カット！カット！本当に分かってんなんだ、とぼけちゃって。これはサントリーの響きだよ。高いんだから、サントリーの中で一番。もうもっと高級な気持ちで、ね？もう日常的なお酒じゃないんだよ。
Could you do it slower?
最高な気持ちで。
More intensity.
サントリータイム。本番！
4番
よい！スタート！
For relaxing times, make it Suntory time.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the car for sale, the Jeep.
Yes?
I wonder if you could tell me a little something about it.
It's a 1996 Jeep Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
It's got power locks and windows, four-wheel drive, 97,000 miles. It has a 10-disc CD changer. It's like located in the trunk.
What about the, is it loaded? What does it have inside of it?
It's got, I don't know quite what it's called. It's like a tow or a hitch in the back.
What else? How about the material? What is the fabric?
It's got regular, like, gray fabric. Like, the front part, the part that you sit on, is fabric, and the back part of it is, like, a gray... I think it's, like, vinyl or leather or something. And the spare tire is inside the trunk.
And what type of driving is done, but mostly done with it?
Mainly in town. And then occasional, like, just, like,freeway, like, to go to Portland or something like that.
Did you buy it new, or was it...
No, I bought it about a year and a half ago.
And has it been driving well for you, or is it...
Yeah, it does real well.
All right, and so how much is the price again? That's $6,500?
Yes.
Okay, and is there any rust underneath it?
Rust?
Yeah.
Not that I've seen.
Okay. Alrighty, I wonder if I'd be able to take it for a test drive, or...
Yeah.
Alright, I could take a look at it, say, tomorrow?
Okay.
Okay, that'd be great. And is it a standard, or is it automatic?
It's automatic.
Alrighty. Is there anything wrong with the car at all? Is it in pretty good running shape?
Yeah, runs great.
Yo, 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 word up. Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Anarchy in Anaheim. We're a weekly podcast brought to you out of Orange County, California. We're located in Anaheim. We got a great show for you this week. We're going to play a wide variety of music. I also want to remind any new listeners that we are on Twitter, so if you have an account, you can follow us. Our username is @AnarchyAnaheim. We post occasional tweets about the show, the upcoming shows. We post about concerts in the area and any out-of-state concerts that we find cool. We post about them. Recently, NoFX played Occupy Los Angeles, an acoustic show, so we posted about that in advance to give a heads up to any of our listeners that wanted to go to it. So follow us. We have fun. We occasionally post pictures of the soundboard, the studio. So check us out. Also want to remind you, we are on a couple iPhone apps. One is called OO Tunes. The other is called Pocket Tunes. They're only a couple bucks, so if you have a gift card to iTunes from the holidays, get these apps. They're pretty cool. You can listen to our show And you can also listen to radio stations all over the world. If you're from another state originally, you can check out your local radio station that you grew up with. So these apps are pretty cool, so check them out. Anyway, we're going to start the show off with a band out of the South Bay of Los Angeles. They're from Redondo Beach. They're called the Smut Peddlers. Here you go.
I ain't got no respect for people who are politically correct. They say that we got rights and we need them, but they're taking away all of our freedom. First they outlawed dope, now California, you can't even light up a fucking smoke. Your helmet in the dumpster, go to school in gang attire. Then Beavis and Butthead preach to the youth about fire.
But why would you want to smoke in a restaurant? No one wants to smell smoke while they're eating.
Fuck you, that's why. Cause fuck you, that's why. Cause I'm a nicotine addict, that's why. And I like to smoke Camel White. I'm hanging at Joe's place, that's why. Listening to the hard pack, that's why. Fuck you, that's why. Fuck you, that's why. Said fuck you, that's why. Cause fuck you, that's why. I think Pete Wilson should be killed. He's the homosexual that signed the helmet bill. He doesn't give a fuck about your education. He just wants to tie you up with binding legislation. He hangs with Richard Floyd. They spend every fucking day sucking each other's hemorrhoids. I say it's high time we go wild. Castrate your inner child. Throw your helmet in the dumpster and go to school in gang attire. Let Beavis and Butthead preach to the youth about fire.
Why wouldn't you want to wear a helmet when head injuries have decreased dramatically since good Governor Wilson has instituted the bill?
Well, let me run it down, you communist, homosexual, faggot, dipshit motherfucker.
Fuck you, that's why. Cause fuck you, that's why. Cause helmets suck, that's why. And commies like you swallow, that's why. Fuck Pete Wilson, that's why. Fuck Dick Floyd, that's why. I know Bill Clinton thinks we can't be trusted. Half of us are unemployed, the other half are busted. We don't deserve any dignity or freedom. Where the fuck is Lee Harvey Oswald when we need him? Eliminate the liberal faction. Abolish affirmative action. I'd say it's high time we go wild. Waste your inner child. Throw your helmet in the dumpster and go to school in gang attire. Let Beavis and Butthead reach to our youth about fire.
Yo, Mom, why would you want our children to wear mandatory school uniforms when baggy gang attire is so much more comfortable and expressive of our youth's individuality?
Cause fuck you, that's why. Cause fuck you, that's why. Cause our youth needs their butt kicked, that's why. They ought to be fighting in a war, that's why. They need fucking discipline, that's why. Fuck you, that's why. Fuck our punk youth, that's why. Fuck you, that's why.
Got a couple of girls working on the track just for me, but I gotta
right, as you can tell, this podcast is super low budget. I mean, I'm literally mixing this podcast on a Radio Shack mixer. I'm talking to you through my old Commodore 64 computer and my microphones from my old Atari 2600. I mean, this podcast is a joke, but you think about big companies like NBC, they make billions of dollars a year. I was watching the news the other night, the nightly news, and the fire alarm started going off during the broadcast. It was just ridiculous, but really funny that such a big corporation couldn't have planned this better during one of their primetime shows. So I'm going to play it right now. Check this out.
With Brian Williams.
Good evening. Perhaps it's because of its name. For all the bankruptcies we've covered in this grim U.S. economy, this one gets your attention. You'll forgive us. We have a fire alarm announcement going on here in the studio. It's called American Airlines, after all, and even though for a lot of people it can mean a cramped seat on a crowded flight on board a well-worn plane, it's a legacy carrier, one of the oldest, one of the big brand names. In fact, it flies the American brand around the world. The airline has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection during this busy holiday travel time to financially regroup while staying in the air, though perhaps not something special anymore. Again, we have an announcement going on here in the studio. Tom Costello, we should advise our viewers there's no danger to us. We'd love to make this stop. Why don't you take it from our Washington Bureau?
Well, I'm glad you're okay. That's a first for me. Good evening.
All right, well, let's see. In music news, there's a new website called Occupy Musicians. This is musicians that obviously support the Occupy Wall Street movement. Several of my idols are on there. Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth, Lou Reed, Ian McKay of Minor Threat Fugazi, and of course Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine. They're all part of this. I know more musicians are going to join this website, this movement soon. My only concern is I hope it doesn't just get all cheesy, like maybe Bruce Springsteen, Bono, and Sting join also, and they sing some cheesy song like We Are the World, and just make it lame. Hopefully it stays kind of underground, I guess, with kind of cutting-edge musicians rather than the mainstream, you know, to generate money. But we'll see how it goes. But it's, you know, this is really blowing up into a lot of things now across the United States. So I'm assuming these artists are going to play some shows pretty soon. Of course, Occupy LA was destroyed this week. But, you know, I'm sure more things are going to go on pretty soon. In other news, let's see, you might remember a band called the Stone Roses. They're an English band. I think they only made one album, but it was actually a really good album. It's been, I don't know, 20 years since that came out. So I guess they're going to start touring again. I think I'm the only soccer fan in the United States. I follow the MLS. I'm a fan of the Galaxy here in Los Angeles. And apparently soccer player David Beckham got the Stone Roses to reunite. So they're going to play a bunch of tour dates. So if you're interested, check them out. And finally, some news I'm really excited about. Ian McKay, the owner, operator of Discord Records, singer of Fugazi, throughout the years they've recorded all their concerts and they've put them all up on the Discord website, Discord Records. So you can download 20 years of concerts. There is a fee. They're asking $5, but of course in the Fugazi way, if you think that's too much, you can use the slider bar and pay $1 for a whole concert if you choose, or you can pay $100 if you choose. So this is just awesome. I have so many good memories of Fugazi shows. I went to several here in Los Angeles at the Palladium, the Shrine, and then when I moved up to Chico, California, I went to a show there in our gymnasium. So I'm definitely going to download a bunch of these shows, and if you're a fan, I suggest you do the same. So that's about it. I'm going to play an interview right now from Ian McKay. Then we're going to play a band out of Sacramento. They're a dance punkish kind of band. They're called Chick Chick Chick. Check it out.
Since I thought of straight edges, like the idea of being straight, was really the product of just thinking about living. You just think about it. Like, if you think about, like, why would you want to poison yourself? This is a thought process. Like, why would you want to not be present? What would be the purpose of that? Like, you just think about it. So I said, that in my mind, being vegetarian was a logical extension of straight edge, because you just think about the things you're putting into your body. It's not like, I don't ask the question necessarily why. I might say, why not? So when it came, when people were saying like, why are you a vegetarian? I say, well, why shouldn't I be a vegetarian? Like, why not? Give me a reason. I can think of 10 reasons why I should be a vegetarian. Give me one why I shouldn't. And it's always the same argument, which is like, well, you can't get certain vitamins. You know, come on. We know those people, most people argue that, don't give a fuck about vitamins, period. The reason that people are not vegetarian for the most part is convenience. That is it. They're raised and they're in a society where it's like it's so easy to not be a vegetarian. That's it. But if you think about it, and I thought about it, I could think of many reasons why I should be. It just seemed so clear. It just seemed like a natural extension of the same kind of thought process about how you live life. But it doesn't mean that I think that people who aren't vegetarian are stupid. I don't think that. And I don't hate people who aren't vegetarian. I'm just not judgmental like that. That just seems to be unhealthy. All that matters really is what I fucking, like, I should be concerned about what I do. Now, if you are doing something, or a friend of mine is doing something that was destructive, self-destructive, I would step up out of concern. But it's not for me to decide what people should do with their lives beyond that.
Enough, I think so.
right, folks, that does it for this week's podcast. I want to thank you for tuning in to Anarchy in Anaheim. We'll be back soon with a new episode. We do appreciate you tuning in and listening. Going to close the show out with a band called The Melvins. Now, when you think of career mistakes in the music business, probably the biggest one is a guy named Pete Best, who was kicked out of the Beatles and replaced by Ringo Starr. If the guy just behaved, he's probably a better drummer than Ringo Starr. He'd be a multi-million billionaire, whatever. Another guy that comes to mind is the drummer of the Melvins, David Crover. He was the drummer in Nirvana before Dave Grohl. He left to stay with the Melvins. So I know he's still making probably a lot of money from the Bleach album that he played on, but big career mistake. Anyway, hey folks, have a good one. Have a good week. Take care. Bye-bye.